Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we discuss the cutting edge of science, science that influences your life, science that changes the way you view the universe. And so once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and I'm proud to say that this week I have a new book coming out. That's right, a new book called Quantum Supremacy. In fact, I was in San Francisco the other day, and I sold 250 copies of the book. They were just flying off the shelf. And the question is a new kind of computer just around the corner? Are we witnessing a new revolution in computation? And the answer is, well, quite frankly, yes. We're talking about quantum computers. The name of the book is Quantum Supremacy. Quantum supremacy is the time when a quantum computer can outrace and outperform the fastest digital computer on certain well-defined tasks. Well, many people said, bah, humbug, quantum computers? Computing on atoms? I mean, give me a break. Atoms are so tiny you can't even see them. And computing on atoms? No way. Well, believe it or not, quantum computers not only exist, but they can now outrace conventional computers by millions of times on certain well-defined tasks. And that's what my book is all about. Once again, the book is debuting on the bookshelves around the country this week. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, the time when quantum computers can outrace our most powerful digital computer on certain well-defined tasks. You know, every Christmas, we more or less assume that our toys are twice as powerful computer-wise than they were last Christmas. It's a birthright. It's a birthright to have to upgrade because every year, computer power doubles in power. Well, that's called Moore's Law, and Moore's Law is about to collapse. That's right. It's already slowing down. Did you notice that computers are no longer twice as powerful as they were just a year and a half before? It's already kicking in. Now, why is that? And the reason is quite simple. The power of a computer depends upon how small the transistor is. Today, the smallest transistor on a chip in your cell phone, in your laptop, is about 20 or 50 atoms across. That's pretty small, but that's how small the transistors are. You could put a billion of them on your thumbnail. That's how small these atoms are. However, eventually these transistors become so tiny, they become about 5 atoms across. When a transistor is 5 atoms across, it starts to leak. Leak because of the quantum principle, because of the uncertainty principle, and all hell breaks loose. In other words, when you hit about 5 atoms across, Moore's Law collapses completely. Now, we warned computer engineers about this years ago, and they said, come on, give me a break. I mean, computer power is going to be smaller and smaller, more and more powerful forever. Nope. That violates the laws of physics. And sure enough, Moore's Law is slowing down. In the coming years, your Christmas presents are not going to be twice as powerful as they were the previous Christmas. Sorry about that. So, what will replace the digital computer? That's the $64,000 question. And the answer is quantum computers. Computers that don't translate, they don't compute on transistors at all. They compute on individual atoms. That makes them the ultimate computer. Let me repeat. The ultimate computer, the most powerful computer imaginable, is a quantum computer that computes on atoms. And believe it or not, they already exist. Now, a decade ago, people thought it was impossible. Computing on atoms? I mean, you sneeze, you burp, and atoms are disturbed. So how can you get a stable calculation this way? Well, you have to cool it down to near absolute zero, when there are no more vibrations and noise at all. So the calculation was made. A quantum computer calculated 3 times 5 is 15. And people began to laugh. And they said, ha, I knew it all along. Quantum computers, not possible. It's unimaginable. And you simply sneeze, and the whole calculation is disrupted. 3 times 5 is 15. A child knows that. Well, people are not laughing anymore. Now in China and in the United States, the leaders in this field of quantum technology have created quantum computers that are millions of times faster and more powerful than a conventional computer on certain well-defined tasks. In the United States, the leader is IBM. They've been able to create a quantum computer of 1,000 qubits. Now, a bit is one bit of information, 0 and 1, 0 and 1. That's called digital information, or binary, and that's the basis of the computer revolution of today. Computer tape is zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. And a quantum computer computes any number in between 0 and 1. Now, how many numbers are there between 0 and 1? An infinite number! And so how much more powerful is a quantum computer over a digital computer? The answer is infinite. This means that we are about to enter a new era in computation. All the old boundaries, all the old limits are going to be overturned once we have quantum supremacy. Quantum supremacy is the point when a quantum computer can outrace a conventional computer by a factor of millions. That point was reached 2 years ago in China and in the United States. Quantum computers were made that can outrace a conventional computer by a factor of millions on certain well-defined tasks. So, the race is on. In Silicon Valley, it's like electricity. Everyone now realizes that Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. I mean, think about that. When you go through parts of Pennsylvania and you see all the wreckage from these old, old plants, and you realize, well, they didn't go with the times. Well, the same thing may happen to Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is getting religion. Silicon Valley now realizes that unless they make the transition to quantum computers, they too could wind up like a rust belt, with rusty factories that once heralded a new revolution in computation could be replaced by quantum computers. And that's what it's all about. So let me now briefly summarize what is a quantum computer and why is it so powerful and why are people talking about it at all? Well, first of all, computers have gone in three stages. Three stages have typified the evolution of a computer. The first stage was called analog computers. Analog computers use sticks, rope, string, levers, gears, pulleys to do a calculation. Rather clumsy, but you turn the crank. You turn the crank and it began to add and subtract. That was the old days. In fact, in China, they perfected the abacus. In the West, they tried to use gears and levers and pulleys to do a calculation. So these are called analog computers. That all changed with the coming of World War II. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about what is all the excitement about. My latest book is called Quantum Supremacy, now hitting the bookshelves, which in simple terms describes the next generation of supercomputers, the ultimate supercomputer that computes on atoms. And once again, give us a call and you too can get on Science Fantastic.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're talking about my latest book, hitting the bookshelves this week. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about the supreme introduction of quantum computers. Computers that can calculate millions of times faster than an ordinary computer. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. All we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts could be heard across the country on the internet on Science Fantastic. Anyway, the question is, what's all the fuss about? Why are people talking about quantum computers? Well, the answer is very simple. The power of a computer depends on how many things you can count with. A digital computer computes on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, computer tape with a series of zeros and a series of ones. But you see, that doesn't capture the complexity of Mother Nature. That doesn't encounter the complexity that we see of biology, DNA, molecules, the weather. Mother Nature does not use zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Mother Nature is way beyond that. Now, what does nature compute with? Nature computes with waves, electron waves. And how many states are there in an electron wave? Think of a wave. How many waves can you cut it up? Infinite number of ways you can cut up a wave. So how much more powerful is an electron wave computer versus a zeros and one digital computer? And the answer is obvious. Infinitely more powerful. And that's why Silicon Valley is now getting religion. Silicon Valley is saying, yes, yes, unless we make the transition to quantum computers, we too could be left in the dust. So who's working on it? Well, we have the Chinese. They're using light beams, computing on light beams, because light beams actually travel a little bit faster than electricity. And by using mirrors, beam splitters, you can do a calculation. When light goes through a piece of glass, for example, some of the light goes right through the glass. The other one is ricocheting and goes out, let's say, at a 45-degree angle. That's called a beam splitter. So with a beam splitter, hundreds of them, thousands of them, you can do calculations at the speed of light. That's what the Chinese are doing. Now, IBM, Google, they're using a more traditional approach. They're using basically electricity, electrons. Electrons inside a circuit, an electrical circuit. The electrical circuit can be in any state between 0 and 1, and that's what, in the United States, that's what where progress is being done right now. So it means that quantum computers, some of them are on the market right now. In Canada, the D-Wave Corporation is already marketing quantum computers that can maximize or minimize the losses and profits of a corporation. And they're selling the automobile industry, the aerospace industry. Anyone concerned about prices, about making money, maximizing profit, minimizing waste, they're buying the D-Wave quantum computer. But IBM wants to go farther than that. They want to solve the ultimate questions facing all of us. You see, Mother Nature does not use 0 and 1, 0 and 1. Nature does not speak binary. Nature speaks quantum. And quantum is based on electron waves. Waves that could be in any number between 0 and 1, and there are an infinite number of ways you can do that. Now, let's do a simple calculation with a quantum computer. Let's put a mouse in a maze. If you put a mouse in a maze and ask a digital computer to calculate what happens when the mouse goes through the maze, it's tedious. Every time the mouse hits a corner, the mouse can go either to the right or to the left. Each time it hits a corner, it could go to the left or to the right. So how many possible ways are there? Thousands. Thousands of possible paths that a mouse can take. It takes a lot of computer power to calculate each one. Now, a supercomputer based on the quantum principle, how does it work? It scans all possible paths simultaneously at the same time. Thousands of different kinds of paths that the mouse can take are instantly calculated simultaneously in the memory of a quantum computer. And so how fast is a quantum computer? Potentially infinitely faster than a conventional computer. So what can you do with it? You can revolutionize society with a quantum computer. I mean, think about it for a moment. We're talking about medicines. We're talking about biology. We're talking about energy. We're talking about space travel. All these things could be revolutionized by quantum computers computing millions of times faster than an ordinary computer. Let's take an example, Alzheimer's disease. You know that Alzheimer's disease is caused by amyloid proteins, which are misshapen. They gum up the brain, and eventually they kill you. That's called the disease of the century, Alzheimer's disease. But we now realize that there are actually two amyloid proteins that come up the brain. One spins clockwise as a molecule, and the other one spins counterclockwise. Only one of them causes Alzheimer's disease. The other one is harmless, but we cannot tell the difference between the two. So therefore, you could have all sorts of proteins gum up your brain and be perfectly normal, because it's the normal protein that could be building up in your brain. Or you could be unlucky and have the bad version of the protein in your brain, and then what happens? You die. Well, now quantum computers may be powerful enough to distinguish between the two. This could give us a handle on Alzheimer's disease. Not to mention that all diseases are based on molecules. You know, how do we find cures for diseases? How do we find the next wonder drug? What we do is we get thousands of petri dishes, little dishes with the substance inside, and hit it with new substances, hoping that some of them will destroy the germs in the other container. This is a tedious process. One by one, each plate, one by one, we test to see whether or not it has antibiotic properties. Well, that could be replaced by the memory of a computer program. Think about it. Chemistry in the memory of a computer. Biology in the memory of a computer. That's how Mother Nature does it. Mother Nature manipulates molecules. And from these molecules, we create wonder drugs and penicillins and all sorts of different kinds of drugs that kill germs. In the future, maybe even cancer could be done this way. And for that matter, maybe even the aging process. People have asked the question, why do we get old? Why do we die? Is there a law of physics that says that you have to die? No. There's no law of physics that says you have to die. So why do we die at all? It's because of error buildup, mistakes. Every time DNA replicates, mistakes are made. Eventually, these mistakes pile up, and then cells get sluggish, and eventually they die. In fact, that's why we die. Now, what happens if we could trace these errors, correct the mistakes using DNA technology? Then we may be able to slow down and maybe even reverse the aging process. Of course, this is still speculation. But the point is that quantum computers operate at the molecular level. That's the level where cancer operates. Aging, death even. That's why quantum computers are exciting the world of biology. Now, some people say, won't that put a lot of people out of work? I mean, chemists who don't use quantum computers, what's their future? Chemists and biologists who do not use quantum computers in the future will lose their job. That's just the way it works, folks. However, scientists, chemists, biologists who do use quantum computers, they will thrive in the future. Okay, but let's take a short commercial break. And once again, the book is called Quantum Supremacy, my latest book just hitting the bookshelves right now. And you can get your copy on the web or at your neighborhood bookstore. Let's take a short commercial break, and then let's take some listener phone calls. Okay, give us a call.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded that the former lawyer for Donald Trump had defamed the poll workers in 2020.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election, leading to charges of spreading conspiracy theories about them. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will continue decreasing. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, 612-564-8135. All we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo. Here's your chance to get on national radio. Here's your chance to get on the internet and talk to the people of this country about things that are bothering you. And as I mentioned before, I have a new book coming out this week. In fact, in San Francisco, I signed 250 copies, autographed 250 copies of my latest book at a computer conference, the RSA computer conference. So find out what the excitement is about. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers, quantum computers, that Mother Nature uses to calculate photosynthesis, to calculate global warming, to calculate biology. This is the way Mother Nature does it, using the quantum principle, computing on atoms rather than transistors, the ultimate computer. So get your copy of Quantum Supremacy. Well, as I said, we have listener phone calls coming in, so let's take a few of the listener phone calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Dr. Kaku, this is Rob calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. I listen to you on the Player FM podcast app. My question is it even possible to build a craft that would hold up to the drag to travel at the speed of light? Forget about the fuel that would be required for that. Or is it more feasible to think that we would come up with a system where you would travel within a beam of light itself to achieve those types of speeds? Look forward to hearing an answer from you. Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, the answer to all your questions is probably not. But let's go through the science of what you're talking about. We have Einstein's theory of relativity, which has been verified millions of times. We no longer talk about people who think that Einstein was wrong. The very fact that we have atomic bombs, the very fact that we have computers, the very fact that we have this revolution in transistor technology, all of it can be retraced back to Einstein's theory. And the special theory of relativity says that the speed of light is a constant in any inertial frame, meaning that Einstein is the cop on the block. You cannot go faster than light. However, you can approach the speed of light using different kinds of starships that have been looked at. One starship uses solar sails to grab the energy from the sun and the stars in a gigantic sail hundreds of miles across and using that to accelerate near the speed of light. My favorite is the ramjet fusion engine, which takes you very close to the speed of light in principle. It basically looks like an ice cream cone. Think of an ice cream cone that scoops up in one direction hydrogen gas, then burns it in the middle of the engine, and uses that as rocket fuel. Now, how much hydrogen gas is there in outer space? Unlimited quantities of it. So this is just like a jet airplane. A jet airplane has no oxidizer with its engine. It has fuel, but no oxidizer. Where does the oxygen come from for a jet? The air. So jets are air breathers. Rockets are not. Jets are air breathers. They scoop up the oxygen. Well, a ramjet fusion engine is very similar. Instead of scooping up oxygen, it scoops up hydrogen, and hydrogen is for free. So that's the ramjet fusion engine, which could probably take you, again, to within, who knows, maybe 50% of the speed of light. And then we have the dark horse, the antimatter rocket. Antimatter exists. We play with it. In fact, when I was in high school, my science fair project was, in fact, playing with antimatter positrons that were emitted from sodium-22. So that's another way to get near the speed of light. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
By Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to ask a question and get on national radio and the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the sound of the beep, leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Stu, KFQD, Muldoon, Alaska. Professor Kaku, I heard recently that people who study tree rings can see signs of solar flares. Can someone please explain how solar flares can appear in tree rings? And also, northern lights, occasionally people claim that they can hear them, often when they're around trees. Is there a relationship? Always wondered about that. Thank you. Love your show.
Well, actually, you hit up on something that is potentially very important and could eventually determine the future of human civilization. Solar flares, like, for example, a solar flare of 1859, the Carrington event, which was so powerful, it knocked out telegraph wires throughout the world. Now, think of what happened if we had another event like that today. Property damage would be about $2 trillion if we have a monster solar flare like the one of 1859, disrupting communications, disrupting power, causing blackouts throughout the world. Basically, civilization would come to a halt. So how can we calculate how frequently these gigantic solar flares will hit the Earth? We do that by analyzing, first of all, tree rings, which give us an understanding of the radiation that hit the Earth hundreds of years ago. We look for disturbances in the tree rings, chemicals that change, even nuclear transmutations that have taken place in tree rings, and that would give us an indication of when the next solar flare would take place. So when we do this calculation, we find out that these solar flares do not happen frequently. They happen once every few centuries, but they do happen. And we can now begin to understand how frequently they are by looking at tree rings. Now, you mentioned hearing the Northern Lights. In principle, you cannot hear the Northern Lights. However, the Northern Lights in turn can cause disturbances, which may be interpreted as being from sound waves. But to my knowledge, I've never heard of anything where we have solar flares which are powerful enough to cause disturbances which can be picked up by the human ear. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Yeah, Slinny, I'm calling from Eastview, Kentucky. I'm listening to a radio station out of Minnesota, St. Paul. I don't know what the call letters are. What is that? The Earth's oscillation at the top. Was every 22,000 years it rotates, and then whatever the declination. What causes that? Thank you.
Well, here's a mystery about the weather, and that is, what caused the ice age? And how come ice ages come and go? This is very important because 10,000 years ago, we were under about a half a mile of ice in North America. Half a mile of ice. So civilization as we know it could not exist. Only when the ice melted did we have the rise of modern civilization. So the question is why? Some people think that it is these cycles. These cycles caused by slight perturbations of the rotation of the Earth around its axis. And when you then plot the number of ice ages of the past, you look at the irregularities in the spin of the Earth as it goes around its axis, as it goes around the sun, we see a correlation. And so at the present time, this is the leading theory as to why we have ice ages at a certain rate. Because of slight irregularities in the spin of the Earth and the rotation of the Earth around the sun. Now, why should you care? Well, the last time it happened, we had an ice age. When the ice age ended, what happened? Civilization got off the ground. Civilization was only possible with the end of the ice age 10,000 years ago. That's why we're here today. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, I have a new book coming out this week. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers called quantum computers that are in principle millions of times faster and more powerful than the fastest digital computer of today. So find out what all the excitement is about. It's causing a tremendous amount of excitement because this could be the next big thing. It'll change our understanding of energy, our understanding of cancer, our understanding of disease, our understanding of solar energy, global warming, all of that because of a new computer, a new type of computer called quantum computers. And Quantum Supremacy is the first popular book, to talk about this to the average person. Now, there are technical books written by physicists and mathematicians about quantum computers. However, these are for the specialists. These are for the people who make a living on quantum computers and other kinds of computers. This book, Quantum Supremacy, which I just finished, is a book for the average person. Even high school kids should be able to read the book. And it's about the future, how quantum computers will change our understanding of medicine, energy, power, the universe, the Big Bang, all of that change because of the increase in power given to you by quantum computers. Okay, well, once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question, make a comment, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, write that down, 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is William. I'm listening to you on Floresville, Texas, on KEYS out of Corpus Christi. Professor, do you believe that Roswell happened? That they actually spaceship crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, and bodies were found? Or you think it's a hoax? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, on a previous episode on radio, I actually had a debate between two people. One person was from the Air Force, a retired Air Force official, who said, bah, humbug, all of this is nonsense. There was no incident involving aliens in Roswell. The other person was a journalist who said, no, look at the evidence. Look at the eyewitness accounts. Look at what we know about this. There's more than meets the eye. Cover up. The military has been covering up these things for decades. And it went back and forth, back and forth. And some of the strongest arguments made by the Air Force official was the fact that if you take a look at the pictures of the crash, if you take a look at the eyewitness accounts, all of them point to the fact that it was a weather balloon. That's all it was. And he gave a tremendous amount of details about the shape, size, dimensions of the weather balloon. And then the other person, who believes that it was a cover-up, simply said, well, why should we believe you? You've been lying to us all these years. Why should we believe you? And then soon after that, the newspapers in Albuquerque, New Mexico, revealed secret documents from the military showing that, yes, there was a cover-up, but of a different type. It turns out that the United States military, after World War II, was deliberately lofting radioactive dust into the air to calculate how far radioactive fallout would spread in a nuclear war, even if the radiation went into people's backyard. Now, this is outrageous. Without people's permission, we now have documents that show that the military was releasing radioactive dust in the air to calculate how far it would spread because they wanted to know how many would die in a nuclear war. In other words, we are the guinea pigs. We're used as guinea pigs so that the military could then begin to test the effectiveness of fallout and what we can do about it. I mean, think about that for a moment. Not just one city, but many cities around the United States, without people's permission, had radiation sprayed in their backyard with balloons that would crash, balloons that would spread the radioactive materials to calculate how many people would die in a full-fledged nuclear war. Well, let's go back now to the Roswell incident itself. We know certain things. A, there was a cover-up. B, we know what the cover-up was about. The military was covering up the fact that it was experimenting on the American people, exposing us to radioactive fallout in order to simulate a nuclear war. Then we have eyewitness accounts on both sides. So after the debate was over, I got the distinct impression that it was, in some sense, a stalemate. Because no matter how convincing the Air Force was, the other side would simply say, why should I believe it? You lied to us so many times. In fact, the latest lie shows that we were guinea pigs used by the military to test what happens in case of a full-fledged nuclear war. Why should we believe you? Yes, they said, the military has lots of credible information, photographs, eyewitness accounts, documents indicating that there was no aliens in that crash. It was a weather balloon. It was Project Mogul. That's what it was, a military project to see how far radiation would go in people's backyard. But the other side would simply say, cover up. Why should we believe any of this stuff? Because you lied to us so many times, and once again, you are stretching the truth. Well, at that point, it was a stalemate. So I was hoping to get some resolution on the question of Roswell. I do know that the Air Force position is quite strong. The Air Force position had documents showing that it was, in fact, a test of their radiation monitoring system. But then maybe it's all fake. All the numbers could be wrong. Okay, well, once again, this is Science Fantastic. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. Now available in your neighborhood bookstore. A book written for the average person, not the specialist. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.